Gilda, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Tony. How are you?
Never give your cell phone number to Tony Conley right after the governor speaks. I just wanted to get your take on what you heard from the governor last night at his State of the State.
Sure, and thanks for that opportunity. You know, there were lots of really positive things that I liked about his speech. You know, for us at the league, where we have an eye on the safety net, he talked about the need for a safety net. He supported immigration. You know, he and actually pointed out a lot of companies that were started by immigrants. He talked about the need for the Michigan Health Exchange. I was really, really pleased about that. And he talked about the success of placing foster kids into adopted homes. But my concern is that he didn't seem to speak to the thousands of kids who have had negative impacts by some of the public policy that was passed the last year. You know, we have kids who are struggling with food and shelter and clothing. And, you know, last year we saw some major changes where the earned income tax credit was reduced by 70%. There were a minimum of 11,000 families that were cut off of cash assistance. And, you know, it's one thing if parents are punished, but to punish their kids who, for no fault of their own, you know, need some additional assistance, to me that's very unacceptable. We changed the food asset test that literally affects the amount of food that, you know, goes into, cooking for a kid for their breakfast or for their lunch or for their dinner. We eliminated a clothing allowance for kids that got that. So, you know, what I want to do is make the offer to the governor to say and I do believe he does want to keep some kind of safety net there, and, you know, he was great on Medicaid last year. You know, I want to be able to sit down with him and his administration and kind of figure some of these things out, because we want to be sure that all kids are lifted out of poverty and that all families have the ability to move from poverty into being able to participate in the growth of our new economy.
Gilda Jacobs is the president and CEO of the Michigan League for Human Services. Gilda, I'm going to get you back on the program here sometime next week so we can really dive into this and talk more specifically about what needs to be done and where we might find funding for that.
That's great. And you know, obviously, as we go into the whole budget right now, that's the kind of conversation that we have to have. You know, what are our priorities? So, yeah, love to talk with you again.
Thanks, Gilda.
Okay. Bye, Tony.